Coach, your first combine as a head coach, how does it feel?
It's been a whirlwind, but it's been a great experience. First time here with the kickers and the offensive guys. And again, it's something that where I'm not an expert in, and I've been leaning on the offensive staff as to kind of get the graduate level details of how to evaluate those players. But this is people that have called this have called this a deep draft. I agree with them. I mean, there's some we've been able to interview some quality guys already, and it's obvious from some of the workout stuff on the field that there's some talent here.
Coach, with us having as many picks as we do, and as well as the needs that we have, is there any way that you think about the trading picks? Say we need a receiver, and there's a lot of receivers out there, but we need a running back as well. Do you think the receiver position is more important than the running back?
Well, I think they're all important. I think it's we're looking for explosive athletes that can score points. I think that's the critical thing when you start to evaluate the skill positions on offense is when you get the ball in their hands, can they score points for you? And again, I know it's Cleveland and people talk about it. I'm a defensive head coach and we want that mentality. I don't want to win games 13-10, 10-9. Okay, those are too stressful. We want to score points, and I think that's a critical thing that we can add enough firepower on offense that we can move the ball effectively.
We're not going to be in the business of drafting for need. I think there are a variety of ways to fill the roster out. Whether we'll look at what's available in free agency, we'll get back from the combine and then start to continue to churn through the tape of the college prospects. And we want to put ourselves in a position when we draft that we're taking the highest rated player at that spot as opposed to need. I think the evaluation of character is just as important as the evaluation of their actual football ability. So when we talk about guys we want to bring in and play like a Brown, I think high character is one of the most important aspects. Certainly the quarterback, given the position of leadership he's in, has to possess it above all else.
We have a lot of priorities. Quarterback is the obvious one. We're gonna be very meticulous there, but it's not going to end there. I think we need to make sure that in our search for Cleveland Browns that we're very meticulous, and I think the staff's already off to a good start in finding those guys. I think being a championship quarterback is not making him win the championship himself. You saw that happen in Seattle. Would you put Russell Wilson in the top 10 in the NFL quarterbacks? No. It's a team sport. They played great defense. The supporting cast around him was tremendous. And he the very first thing he did was he didn't lose games before he went out to win them. And I think that's the key to success. There are some rare quarterbacks that can do that in this league, but there's not that many of them. And if you don't have that guy, don't put yourself in a position where the quarterback has to win the game for you. We're not limited in the type of football player we can take. If there's a guy that's an explosive athlete that can make plays for us defensively, then we'll find a spot for him. Again, fitting the system to the players, not the players to the system. We won't have guys, we'll circle on the board and say, well, he's not really a fit for us schematically. If he's an outstanding player that can be productive in this league, we'll find a home for him.